There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. I'm Andrew Muller. The retreat into the woods to reconnect with one's muse has been a recurring theme of rock and roll, from Led Zeppelin's cloistering in rural Wales to Bob Dylan and the band's sequestering in upstate New York to the cabin-fevered ruminations of Bon Iver. Our guest this week went a little more hardcore than most. Brad Barr and the rest of the Barr brothers composed their new album, Queens of the Breakers, in snowbound lodgings in the wilds of deepest, darkest Quebec. Brad came to Midori House to discuss the new album and lawnmower racing. Brad Barr from the Barr Brothers, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. You've done two songs for us today live, and we're going to play one from the album as well. I was instructed, pertaining to the one I think we're playing from the album, that I should ask you about lawnmower racing.
Oh, that must be, it came to me. Well, the song itself was sort of the last one, maybe not the last, but it was a bit of an afterthought, just because some songs arrive so easily that you feel like I didn't have to work on that. It
feels like cheating.
Yeah, a little bit, but we played it for our friends, played it for our record label heads, and everyone kind of liked it. And the video we made was filmed in northern Quebec, where my brother's wife is from, and where she's been doing a music festival for the last 10 years. And the lawnmower race is always a highlight of this festival. And it's an agricultural fair that had been going on for 100 years, and she put a music angle to it. And so it's all these musicians mixed with years of agricultural tradition, from the three-legged race and the egg toss and the greased pole and the lawnmower race and the rodeo, and it's kind of a one-of-a-kind festival. So we thought it warranted having a music video made around it.
Because it is kind of in keeping with the new album, though, isn't it? Because there was a rural aspect to its composition.
Yeah, we did kind of extract ourselves from city life to commence the record, or at least to kind of rediscover what we were interested in musically, which I think is a pretty important thing to do. Any band that's been together for 6, 7, 8 years, you go through changes, and it was important for us to kind of just check back in with how we played together naturally, without any music or any songs, predisposed ideas of what we were about to do. So how
sequestered were you exactly?
We were about 30 minutes by snowmobile from the nearest market.
Did you end up surprising yourselves, do you think, in terms of what you wrote in that isolation? Did you come away with, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, was there a big difference between the sort of songs you went there imagining you might end up writing and the songs you actually did end up writing?
Yes. I'd always come at it with this band, approached them with some songs, spent the time on my own writing the songs and imagining how everyone would treat them, and then everyone sort of adapted themselves to those songs on the previous two records. So what we discovered up there was we were sort of a lot more patient, a lot more, and maybe more psychedelic than we had even imagined. Just maybe it was the arsenal of sounds that had been amassed over the years, but it really became a much trippier sound than I thought. Not that I really had any idea what was going to come out, but it became somewhat of a kind of cosmic aqua journey. I don't know otherwise how to explain it, but I think having the lake up there, the water, we watched it. When we arrived, it was frozen solid. You could walk out on it. When we left, it was you could swim in it and fish in it. Something about the water up there, I think, kind of slowed us down and just got us into a mindset of that kind of liquid state. And this song is called Queens of the Breakers.
Don't come clean, and if it won't come sweet, babe, then sometimes it comes mean. It's like trying to put a fire out with matches and gasoline. And we've been going around and around. Have you really been? You know we were good friends. It's funny how we don't talk. I flew over your city last night on a red eye flight from New York. I was looking for you down on the ground, wondering if you still remember the way that we just walked around like the queens of the breakers. And I've been making up time, I've been borrowing it too, and I've been taking advice that I threw off in my youth. You should have left it right there where you found it, instead of picking it up. You wanted the world, but you drowned it at the bottom of the blues. It's a reckoning feeling at the bottom the blues. We're begging and stealing. You were ready to confuse, knowing and believing that you were right about the blues. You were wrong about the meaning. Talked with your mother, we remembered when you were sick. It felt like no one could help you. You were falling and falling quick, and it made a very heavy sound like thunder on the mountain. We were waiting for you to come around with the queens of the breakers. I've been making up time, I've been borrowing it too, and I've been giving advice that I threw off in my youth. You should have left it right there where you found it. You had to pick it up. You wanted the world, but you drowned it at the bottom of the blue. It's a Holy Ghost feeling at the bottom of the blues. We're begging and stealing. You were ready to confuse, knowing and believing that you were right about the blues. You were wrong about the meaning at the bottom of the blues. At the bottom of the blue.
One of the songs you played for us today is the title track of the album, Queen of the Breakers. It sounds like the kind of title that might have a story attached to it.
Yeah. In searching for some of the subject matter, because it took me a while to arrive at some of the lyrics for this record. It, longer than any other sort of period of my life, I was, writer's block, you could say. And that song, I found myself looking at my childhood, my adolescence, and kind of having a renewed appreciation for it, maybe also a result of having a son who was about 3 at the time. For some reason, my own experiences in those seminal years, which I never felt could be the subject of a song, suddenly seemed like I wanted to pay tribute to those guys who were kind of my earliest friends back then, and with whom I went through a lot of those first things, you know, your first real girlfriends, first joint, first concerts that you felt, you know, really galvanized by, and we went through those experiences together. And that the Queens of the Breakers was actually a reference to a moment where we all were on some. I'm not sure what we were on. We'd taken something. We'd probably found something or been purchased something and altered our state.
Let's take this thing we found. What could go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. See, those are the kind of things you do when you're 15 and bulletproof. And there's an old mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, which is where I'm from Providence. Newport's about 20 minutes away, built by the Vanderbilts in the 1800s, called the Breakers. And now it's a museum. You can take tours of it. And this very sort of stiff, representative from the mansion was actually nice enough to give us a tour of the mansion while we were high on something and dressed in women's dresses, so hence the queens. So my friends and I were, I guess, the queens of the breakers for a day.
I don't know how it takes you so long to get around to writing a song about that. Brad Barr from the Barr Brothers, thank you for joining us.
This is Brad Barr from the Barr Brothers, and I'd like to play a song called "Song That I Heard." In the same reckless city where great Antonio died, on the island in the river with a mountain at its side, I came to scatter ashes of the bridges I had burned, and to know the name of the song that I heard, yet know the name of the song I heard. Like a moonlight mathematician, I subtracted my concerns and multiplied my options and divided my returns. I sacrificed the angel who was tugging at my shirt. I was already claimed by the song that I heard. Yeah, already chained to the song I heard. From the corner of my eye, caught the shadow of a girl, but my shoes were tied together and my face was in the dirt. Her gentle eyes said everything before she said a word. I knew I was changed by the song that I heard. Yeah, I knew right away by the song I heard. In the cult of desperation, we stayed just behind the curve, and no one here admits we're getting more than we deserve. I was born a first child and she was born a third. We were already named by the song that we heard. Yeah, already cleaned by the song we heard.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was Brad Barr. The Barr Brothers' new album, Queens of the Breakers, is out now on Secret City, and the band are on tour in Europe and North America the next couple of months. You can find all the dates at thebarrbrothers.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week. We'll have live music from the Canadian electro duo Blue Hawaii. For now, from me, Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening.
Did I make you out a phoenix from the ashes of a bird? Did we build our palace and watch it as it burned? It's kind of like a lesson that had to be unlearned. Like a fool maker, fall taker, forsaker, heartbreaker, earthquaker, soul shaker, soothsayer, moonbayer, sunslayer, yay-sayer, mistaker, rattlesnaker. We're already changed by the songs we heard.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.